everyone, and welcome to Lid Radio Podcast. My name is Francesca, and today we are talking to Kevin Duncan. Kevin is a business advisor, marketing expert, motivational speaker, and author. He's written over 20 books, which have sold over 250,000 copies. Now, today we're talking to him about the Smart Thinking book, 60 Bursts of Business Brilliance. Kevin will be giving his 10 practical tips on how to communicate effectively. So now over to Kevin. Number one.
Pointless. There's no point in talking unless you have a point. Too many people are literally pointless, but it doesn't stop them talking. Despite having no point, no point of view, and no line of argument, they start talking. According to Princeton professor Harry G. Frankfurt, bullshit is stimulated whenever a person's obligations or opportunities to speak about some topic exceed their knowledge of the facts that are relevant to the topic. In other words, they don't know what they're talking about. Contrary to popular business belief, it's perfectly fine to say, "I don't know." So next time you're inclined to speak on a topic, make sure you have a genuine point.
Number two.
ROI. Respect equals opinion plus inquiry. When A.G. Lafley returned as chief executive of Procter & Gamble for the second time, he was appalled to find that most of the meetings he attended contained over 20 people. He set about changing them in three ways. No presentations were allowed, only a discussion of strategic issues agreed in advance, a maximum of five people in the room, and no more than three pages of new material in response to queries. He also introduced a new discussion style called assertive inquiry, which blends advocacy, what I think, with inquiry, listen properly. This is best summarised in the sentence, "I have a view worth hearing, but I may be missing something." This approach encourages well-informed confidence, but stops short of overconfidence. And it encourages teamwork by requiring people to listen to the views of their colleagues. So the right attitude is to blend opinion with inquiry.
Number three.
Do we really need to do this? Generating things to do makes companies feel productive, but many tasks may not be worth doing. Projects often take on a life of their own. A lot of people rush around, but no one has stopped to ask one of the most important questions of all. Do we really need to do this? This question is not cynical, nor is it an attempt to avoid work. It is a vital line of inquiry to find out if what is being done has a clear purpose. The upshot of not pausing to ask is that teams, even whole companies, can slip into a groove of doing rather than thinking. And that doing eventually becomes the way we do things round here, which could be a very dangerous thing. As the comedy character Alan Bastard famously observed, "Bollocks today, policy tomorrow."
Number four.
Ban the bull. Companies are full of people who bullshit, but they're not necessarily liars. They are phony rather than false. They're faking things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they get things wrong. The bullshitter has much more freedom than someone who tells the truth or lies, because they do not require an anchor point on one side or the other. This does not mean rejecting the authority of truth, as the liar does, or even opposing it. It means paying no attention to it at all. In the bullshit vortex, entire teams and companies can spend thousands of hours just picking out material or making it up to suit their purpose. In amongst all this, they're not necessarily getting anywhere. If this is happening in your company, it's time to ban the bull.
Number five.
Waffler or wafflee. Ask anyone whether there are any wafflers in their company, and many will say yes. Some confess to doing it themselves. Most do it because they have an unformulated idea taking shape in their head that they cannot articulate in the spoken word. Others do it when asked a question and simply start talking regardless of whether they have anything helpful to say. In some companies, this process repeats itself all day and contributes to an unproductive working environment. This needs to stop. For every waffler, there is a wafflee, someone who has to listen to this drivel. Wafflers need to rein it in. Instead of springing a spontaneous word dump on someone, ask them, "I have a roughly formulated idea I'd like to discuss with you for 5 minutes. When is convenient for you?"
Number 6.
Trickle of doubt versus flood of naked truth. Telling the truth makes your life easier. For a start, you don't ever have to remember what you said because you never lied. Companies do too much lying. Liars are unpleasant to be around, and yet delivering news straight can be fraught too. As Noel Coward said, "It's discouraging to think how many people are shocked by honesty and how few by deceit." When it comes to keeping people informed, you're better off replacing a trickle of doubt with a flood of naked truth. Because as historian C. Northcote Parkinson observed, "The void created by the failure to communicate is soon filled with poison, drivel, and misrepresentation."
Number 7.
The power of sequence. The animation company Pixar, creators of Finding Nemo and Toy Story, has a proven formula for successful storytelling. What has become known as the Pixar pitch involves 6 sequential sentences. Once upon a time, A. Every day, B. One day, C. Because of that, D. Because of that, E. Until finally, F. All successful communication blends this kind of appeal with flexibility. Getting the order right is critical for clear explanation, and the power of the sequence ensures that your audience comes along with you.
Number 8.
Don't assume people won't understand. It's not what you say, it's what people hear. So said American political pollster Frank Luntz. And he's right. This works in 2 directions. First, almost everything anyone says can be completely misunderstood. When you're communicating something, bear this in mind, especially if you're addressing a large audience. Secondly, though, do not patronise your audience by assuming they won't get it. They probably will. If your message involves some complex technical detail, don't fudge or gloss over it. Instead, find an engaging way to explain it. It's your job to ensure clear comprehension.
Number 9.
First question, big pause. The author and journalist Rebecca West famously asserted, "There is no such thing as conversation. It's an illusion. There are intersecting monologues. That is all." Let's assume we are not all as cynical as her. Conversation is not a monologue, it's two-way. So it's a deal of sorts. You make yourself understood, then you pay attention carefully to what the other person is saying. You assimilate that response, and then you adjust your next remarks accordingly. Many people become flustered by this. They just keep on transmitting. But remember, the other person is waiting for your response. So instead of diving in with any old rubbish, just to fill the silence, try leaving a big pause. They have to wait because they asked a question, and you get time to think and say something thoughtful.
Number 10.
STFU. In the Jazz Cafe music venue in London, there are 4 letters painted onto a pillar by the stage. STFU. That means shut the fuck up, so the artists can be heard properly. You might think that's just jazz musicians for you, but even the philosopher Simone Weil said, "Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity." So if you really want to help out a colleague, give them your time and proper attention.
Thank you so much to Kevin. Now do remember to keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing, where we'll be sharing more books, expert opinions and podcasts with people such as Kevin Duncan. Take care, and I'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.